Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Friday, March 15th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Red Bucket season is back in style. Springtime fundraising for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS starts up tonight. Various Broadway, off-Broadway, and touring productions raise money to help people around the world receive meals, healthcare, and life-saving medication for debilitating illnesses. Post-show appeals will be delivered, and donations will be accepted for 6 weeks through April 28th. In many cases, in exchange for a donation, audience members can purchase exclusive experiences or autographed memorabilia, such as set pieces, props, playbills, and posters. In the past, these 6 weeks of fundraising would culminate in the Easter Bonnet Competition, a variety show of skits, songs, and handcrafted hats. However, starting this year per Broadway World, the Red Bucket in-theater fundraising appeals taking place in the spring and fall will be celebrated singularly at Red Bucket Follies, the variety show spectacular set for early December at the New Amsterdam Theater. In lieu of the annual Easter Bonnet competition, Broadway Cares major donors, those who are members of our Visionary Circle and Angels Circle, will be invited to a private appreciation concert in late April that will be called Hats Off to You. More information will be shared with those donors later this month. For more information, visit BroadwayCares.org. Breaking news from last night. At a preview performance of An Enemy of the People, starring Jeremy Strong and Michael Imperioli, three members of the climate activist group Extinction Rebellion NYC briefly interrupted the performance with a nonviolent demonstration. One of them walked on stage during a tense scene in the second act before being escorted off by security and cast members, according to the New York Post. Playbill had a more detailed rundown. The incident occurred near the halfway point of the performance during a town hall scene. House lights are on for the scene, and selected audience members are invited on stage to fill in as the meeting's attendees, leading some audience members to initially think the stunt was part of the performance. It does not appear that the activists were in any way affiliated with or sanctioned by the production. According to Playbill staffers in attendance, the disruption began after Strong delivered a line asking the crowd for objections. Each of the three activists made individual successive disruptions, standing up and shouting about the need for action around climate change, after which each was ejected from the performance by security. The performance continued as planned following the incident. Multiple theater critics were in attendance last night. An Enemy of the People officially opens March 18th at Circle in the Square Theater. The musical Water for Elephants has announced it is launching a digital lottery through Telecharge starting on Tuesday the 19th. Like most Telecharge lotteries, entries are free to the public and will be accepted from midnight to 3 p.m. the day before a performance. Winners will be drawn the same day at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., and up to two tickets can be purchased per person for $45 each. Since previews for Water for Elephants began in late February, they have had an in-person lottery the day of a performance. There is no indication yet that they are discontinuing the practice. Water for Elephants opens on March 21st at the Imperial Theater. The Notebook officially opened last night on Broadway. The tearjerker tracks a romantic relationship through the decades and has the central couple played by three pairs at different stages in their lives. Reviews were mostly mixed, although Jesse Green of the New York Times was more negative, stating that the musical makes few convincing arguments for a separate existence. Regardless, a new block of tickets for the new musical just went on sale through November 24th. The Notebook is now playing at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. And finally today, right next to The Notebook, another novel-turned-movie-turned-musical, The Outsiders, begins previews tomorrow night before an April 11th official opening at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater. Another new song was released by the production today. The original score is by Justin Levine and the folk duo Jamestown Revival. Inside the District has a first listen at Sky Lakota Lynch, who plays Johnny Cade, and Brody Grant, who plays Ponyboy Curtis, singing the ballad Stay Gold.
We always
You can listen to the full song wherever you stream music. And that's Inside the District for today and for this week. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.